Hey, I'm Ryan Wallace.
And I'm Zach Wilson.
And this is our podcast where we talk about music, everything from doo-wop to death metal.
Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 4 of From Doo-Wop to Death Metal. My name is Zachary Wilson.
I'm Ryan Wallace.
Thank you so much for joining us yet again on this show. Ryan, how's it going?
Pretty good, man. I'm excited about this episode today.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because it's just, let me tell you, country rap is not a genre of music that I think of. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go cruise and I'm going to throw on some country rap.
Country rap.
You know what I mean? It's so just.
I assume that's what we're talking about this week is country rap.
Country rap.
Oh boy. Let me, well, okay. Let's do it.
Well, I mean, you seem like you have some thoughts. What are your thoughts on country rap?
Listen, man, I'm not a fan personally. I know a lot of people that aren't fans. Let me ask you this question as a counter. Have you ever actually met anyone that likes it? Realistically likes it?
It depends on the country rap. That's what I'm going to say. I feel like there are different kinds. You know what I mean? I feel like you got Sam Hunt type country rap, right? Like the I know your name, everybody in this bar knows your name, I want to pick you up. You know what I mean? Like, and for some reason that's mainstream, even though I can't figure that out. So I know a lot of people who like country rap like that, and it's just weird.
That's very true. I mean, okay, but first let's define it, right? So what is country rap?
It's a fusion of country and hip-hop. It's okay. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty self-explanatory. So give me some examples.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I myself am not a country rap fan either.
Sure.
So I had to do some digging this week to figure out what country rap really is. And I was shocked at what I found.
Well, you know, for me, if you don't mind, the first thing that comes to my head is Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, right?
Of course, yeah.
I think that's probably the most recent example of how a country rap song has broken into the mainstream.
Sure.
So what do you think about that?
I love it. And I would say, honestly, probably that is the greatest country rap song to ever be written. I love it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's just something about Billy Ray singing that bridge.
Oh, Billy Ray.
But what I was surprised to find out is that country rap goes way back. Okay. I mean, among fans. They've pretty much dedicated the beginning of country rap as early as 1969.
Really?
Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue.
Oh, that's what they say?
That's what they say, yeah. Primitive, primitive for sure. But you think about it and it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then in 79, you've got Charlie Daniels with The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Okay.
I can buy that. I mean, it's not very hip-hoppy, but it's, you know, it's got the talking over instruments into singing and that type of thing. Kind of the structure, I guess, of even modern country rap songs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super interesting. You know, I did a little bit of research on this subject before, too, and I never came across Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's something I never thought about. Yeah, but if you define rap as just the style of somewhat sing-talking over music, then absolutely.
It makes sense.
And because there's not really like a set melody for anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't realize that it had such deep roots.
Yeah. Yeah, but when it really got big was Kid Rock.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
What even is Kid Rock? What even is Kid Rock?
He's like, what's funny is he's not even from the South. He's from like Minnesota.
Detroit.
He's from, Detroit.
All right. So for all of our listeners out there, you know that here at From Doo-Wop to Death Metal, we are very supportive of each and every music genre, including country rap. And I know that this intro is very deceiving, but I promise you, stick around. We're going to get into the good part of country rap. I promise you.
Okay. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with country rap is I feel like it's always been a joke, right?
Sure.
You know, even when what we were talking about a few seconds ago with Lil Nas X, when that first came out, I thought it was like a comedy song. I thought it was a joke. And I know I'm not the only person who thought that.
No.
Did you think that?
I don't know. I felt like it was a little bit gimmicky. But I liked it, and I recognized that it was good music right off the bat, as I'm sure you did too. But it did feel a bit gimmicky to me.
But I mean, a lot of it kind of seems a little bit tongue in cheek, a little bit self-referential. A lot of the artists, it seems like they're saying like, yeah, we understand that this sounds ridiculous, but we're just rolling with it because it's something gimmicky, like you said. So when I think of country rap, I kind of associate it with that kind of a hokey, weird crossover, like, oh, we combine these two genres, but nah, we don't really want to do that for real.
Yeah, because it's kind of two genres of music that should never, ever, ever coexist.
I mean, it says crap, country rap, right?
Yeah, there. That was always the joke in like junior high.
Right? So, and especially because I feel like there's a lot of country rap songs out there that are from either a country artist or a rap artist, and it was just like a one-off song that they did.
Sure, like Nelly, Over and Over with Tim McGraw.
Or with the one he did with Florida Georgia Line.
Florida Georgia Line, yeah, that remix.
But I mean, we'll probably get into this a little later, but Nelly is kind of a good example of a rap artist that kind of leans into the country roots anyway.
Sure.
With his regular music.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where he is from.
Is he from the Atlanta area, I'm assuming?
He's from the St. Louis area.
Okay. I wondered because you've got kind of Atlanta is a hub for rap music and Nashville is the hub for country music.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of those two worlds combined all in one, I guess. So I kind of assumed he was from Atlanta, but I didn't know for sure.
But yeah, it's kind of what we were talking about when a lot of these artists, it seems like it was kind of a one-off collaboration song that they may have did. But for a lot of them, it's almost like their music either is country that leans more towards hip hop, or it's hip hop that leans more towards the countryside.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a lot of country artists out there, even outside of the country rap genre, that are really bringing in a lot of hip hop into their music, you know?
You want to name a few?
I mean, I would say Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean.
With the Dirt Road Anthem, whatever it was called.
Yeah, and I mean, even just kind of in all of their mainstream stuff, you can definitely hear the hip-hop influence in it.
That Dirt Road Anthem, I'm sorry, I can't stand it. Sounds like, did you ever watch King of the Hill?
A little bit,
sounds like Boomhauer trying to sing a song. Anyway, you're going to see the nasty side of me. This is, never mind. Well, maybe we'll cut this out. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, a lot of, you ever listen to Big and Rich?
Yeah.
So they're a really good example of a perfect blend.
Sure.
Because they collaborate with Cowboy Troy a lot.
Yeah.
Which he's like a full on rapper, mm-hmm. but he is also full on country.
Well, I was just going to say that was actually one of the big things that when I was listening to a lot of country rap in preparation for this episode, I came across Cowboy Troy and he's Big so and cool. Rich. I know, he's man. Awesome. And I didn't realize that his big song, what was that song?
The Play Chicken with the Train.
Yeah, Play Chicken with the Train.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
It's a great song. But.
I don't know. The way that I feel about country rap is I feel like it's a genre that is capable of one-hit wonders unlike any other genre.
Because it's a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear the term crossover hit a lot, right? Where it's a song that not only charts in the rock charts, it also charts in the country charts or the hip-hop charts. But a lot of these, they're appealing to two completely different demographics.
Right.
So a perfect example of a crossover hit is Walk This Way by Run DMC. You know that song?
Great song.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was originally an Aerosmith song, right? Mm-hmm. Hard rock song, arena rock. And Aerosmith was kind of, I don't want to say irrelevant at this point. This was in kind of the late 80s, early 90s-ish, when Aerosmith's career had kind of taken a bit of a dive.
It was before their comeback.
Yeah. Run DMC comes along and says, okay, we're going to do a rap version of an Aerosmith song, which was so unheard of because rock and hip hop were such different genres mm-hmm. at that point. You ever watch that music video?
When I was young, I remember it vaguely, but isn't it like they're in two separate rooms or something?
So Joe Perry and Steven Tyler are in one room playing their guitars and singing. And then Run DMC is in the adjoining room doing their DJing and doing their rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like getting annoyed at each other because of the noise. And then it kind of all culminates in them breaking the wall down between the two rooms and joining forces to sing the song. It's pretty on the nose for like, we're breaking the wall down between these two genres. And it was a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we got all sorts of rap rock groups that came from that one single song.
Yeah.
It was hugely influential. So a crossover hit is just that, something that would appeal to both demographics. In this case, it's going to appeal to country fans. It's going to appeal to rap fans. And if it's done right, it can be really powerful.
Right. But I do feel that it's a genre that is done wrong so often.
It's done wrong so much.
That it doesn't appeal to either demographic. I mean, how many hip hop kids do you know that are going to go out and listen to Bubba Sparks?
None.
Or Upchurch?
Let me ask you this. Why do you think the two genres initially started collaborating? I mean, why did people look at rap and why did they look at hip hop and say, like, I want to do something that mixes the two?
My theory is that Kid Rock, like him or hate him, it was actually kind of a cool idea.
I love Kid Rock.
Do you really love Kid Rock?
I think he's a cool dude.
Really? I didn't expect that from you.
I think he's fun, man.
I really didn't expect that from you.
I think he's ridiculous, but it's fun stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about a lot of this stuff is it's party music.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
So I think Kid Rock came in and he did a pretty good job of making it cool. And I think he made a lot of people want to copy him.
Sure. So how do you think he did that?
How do I think Kid Rock made it cool?
Yeah, what did he specifically do that made it cool?
Because he didn't stop at country rap. If he would have just been a country rapper up there, kind of singing country, kind of rapping, kind of doing that thing, I don't think it would have taken off. But he was bringing in rock, he was bringing in hip hop, he was bringing in country, and it was all kind of mixed together in one big pot, and it was cool. It was a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people tried to copy that initially, and I just think they're missing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I listen to guys like Upchurch, and I'm just like, it sounds like a joke to me.
Yeah, it's too much of the...
It's too much. I'm going to go get my coal, and I'm going to chew on the farm with a beat behind it. And it's like, man, I can't relate to this.
Yeah. Here's the thing. True country rap. Let me see how I want to explain this. I mean, I was listening to a lot of these songs, right? And I'm a huge hip hop fan. I love hip hop. And I will take that to my grave.
How do you feel about country? Just to get some context.
I do like country. I like good country, which I feel like there's a lot of not good country out there.
So explain to me the difference in your mind, good country, bad country.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the difference between good music and bad music in general. Is there soul in it?
Okay.
Is it written to just be a popular, singable song, or is it written from someplace deeper within the songwriter? There's so many good country artists out there that really write music from a meaningful place, like Chris Stapleton, for example. You can tell this dude is actually believing the things that he sings.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the unfortunate thing, and unfortunately a lot of the country that we hear on the radio today, it's just, it lacks depth.
I would agree. It's a bit hard to listen to for me.
It just, I don't know. Maybe that's just coming from someone who doesn't listen to it enough to appreciate it. But from my point of view, it just, there's something missing from it.
Where I work, we listen to... We have a Pandora and everybody kind of picks a station and it shuffles it, you know, whatever. But I'm a bit outnumbered.
Yeah.
Because I'm in there and I'll throw my station on. I think my station right now is like Sum 41 or something. Yeah. but then everybody else is like these pop country artists.
Okay.
And so all day I'm hearing pop country song after pop country song after pop country song. And I'm not going to lie to you. After a little bit, you kind of start to get it.
Okay.
They've got great melodies in a lot of those songs.
Well, it's just like, it's pop music.
It is pop music. Yeah, it's just pop music with a twang. That's really all it is.
So my thing is, when I think of country, I think of more old school outlaw country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Johnny Cash, moving into Willie and Waylon type stuff, where these people, they, you could tell that this music they were writing comes from true personal life experience that they've had themselves. A lot of these people came from very, very hard childhoods, and they did not have good upbringings, and you can hear that reflect in their music, right?
Absolutely.
Now, that sort of upbringing that they had mirrors a lot of hip-hop artists. So here's the thing. Point. I personally believe that hip-hop and country actually work really, really well together if taken at their purest forms and put together. Because country at its purest form is about expressing your soul and expressing the challenges of life, the challenges of how hard it was to live in those times, in those areas where there was a lot of poverty. There was a lot of maybe some repression going on, different communities that were experiencing a lot of struggles, which is the exact same place that a lot of hip hop music comes from.
So do you think the messages run well together?
Yeah, the subject matter.
Or the tunes,
no,
the genres themselves.
I mean the subject matter.
Okay, yeah, I totally agree.
What these guys are writing about actually works really well together. There's a band called Gangsta Grass. You ever heard of them?
Never.
So it's a bluegrass band, and then they get a couple of guys rapping on top of it. It's super cool. There's one song called You Can Never Go Home Again, something to that effect. We'll put it on the playlist. Super cool. And you get this hardcore, deep South, deep Appalachian bluegrass style of singing where it's almost very lamentful. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this guy rapping about he's on trial and he's going to prison. And you realize that these two seemingly different, surfacely different backgrounds and upbringings and communities actually have quite a bit in common.
That's a really good example of how subject matter can bring the genres together.
Mm-hmm. So I think that the subject matter, if done right, it can make a lot of sense together. It's just the execution that sometimes doesn't quite make it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think maybe even on that point, I think mainstream country and mainstream hip hop these days are suffering from the same fate of not having that deep of subject matter.
Sure. They're kind of straying from what the soul of the genre originally was.
Right, right. You ever heard of Colt Ford?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah, about as much as I like any other country rap artist. Yeah, he's good. I like him.
So one thing I found out that I thought was really cool is he's the only guy to top both the rap charts and the country charts at the same time.
So it's a crossover hit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. Which kind of surprised me because not even Lil Nas X did that. I think he may have topped the country charts.
Okay.
But not the hip hop. It could be vice versa, but I think that's right. It's just a weird genre, you know, and it kind of has the two different sides of you've got the more hip hop oriented and the more country oriented. And personally, I'm a bigger fan of the more hip hop oriented.
I absolutely agree. I think that. And I can't even really tell you why that is. It just seems less forced.
100%. You know? Yeah.
I feel like a lot of country rap, when you get the country artists that are kind of dipping their toes into the hip hop waters, a lot of times it doesn't sound natural.
I would agree. Yeah.
Whereas you get these hip hop artists that are from the South, that are from essentially country communities, but they're doing hip hop music, it feels a lot more natural.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
One perfect example is a band called Nappy Roots.
I love Nappy Roots.
Nappy Roots is great.
I love Nappy
they're
Roots.
They're from Atlanta, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they have an album called like Cornbread, Chicken and Grits or something. And it's just like it's a country album, you know?
Yeah.
The song Awnaws it's a country song, but it's just rapped. Whereas I can't think of a lot of country songs that are or songs by predominantly country artists that I can say, yeah, this is a rap song,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's the hard thing for me about the genre is you can't really look at the artist and say, okay, this is now a hip hop artist, even though he's a country artist.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Except Cowboy Troy. He's both.
Yeah. Yeah, Cowboy Troy pulls it off.
And Lil Nas X, man.
There really are a few guys that can pull it off. And honestly, more props to them for being able to pull off such an awkward hybrid genre than any other realm, honestly. I mean, what Lil Nas X has been able to do, and I don't even know very much about the dude and about his background in music and why he loves country music.
Uh-huh.
But I thought Old Town Road, I mean, we discussed this earlier, but I seriously thought it was phenomenal. And I thought it was such a cool idea to bring in Billy Ray, a legend.
And revamp his career.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously, I mean, you had everything going on with Miley and everything going on in his personal life, and you kind of just quit making music. And
you also have Achy Breaky Heart, which is a travesty.
No way, man. Oh my gosh. Even just that title makes it a great song. You take it back.
I take it back. You convinced me. Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it was really cool. And I think it's just cool to see these kind of things happen in music because it really was just totally off the wall.
Anything different, I generally tend to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that, but the first time I heard Lil Nas X, I was like, this is dumb. When I first heard Old Town Road, I was like, no, this is dumb.
Well, because it kind of took off in that like 13-year-old go viral on social media type way. Which,
you know me, I hate social media. Yeah. I hate trends. I really struggle with it, and I don't understand it because apparently I'm a 75-year-old man.
Yes, you are.
And so the fact that it's like, oh, he just made a he made a song for kids. To me, it was in the same caliber as Whip and Nae Nae song, you know?
Oh, come on. But that was a banger back in the day.
Which, I mean, it's a good song in its own right, but it's not for me, is sure. What I thought, right? Sure. Like, he made this for a specific reason to go viral with the tween crowd.
Well, and I think he even went around performing at like middle schools or something, doing assemblies.
That's what I thought, you know, and that's just me coming from an ignorant thing. And I've thought that up until very recently when I actually started listening to it with a bit more of a discerning ear and realizing like, this actually has some merit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but I was doing a little bit of YouTube rabbit holing on Lil Nas X. And I came across a cover of Jolene that he did.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
You know, the Dolly Parton tune? Mm-hmm. Phenomenal song, right?
I'm related to Dolly Parton.
You're kidding.
I'm not. She's my grandma's cousin.
Dude, have you met her?
No, but I want to so
you
bad.
You can't say that you're related to her and then say you haven't met her.
Well, she's in Tennessee, man.
Let's go visit her.
You want to go to Dolly World?
Let's go to Dolly World, man.
Dollywood.
Dolly World. Let's go ride the roller coasters. The Dolly Parton theme park.
Yeah.
My goodness. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Let's make a trip and go see Auntie.
That's so weird, man. Anyway, you know the song Jolene, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Lil Nas X, he does a cover of this song and it's so good.
Is it?
I clicked on it. I was like, this is going to be dumb. This is going to be a bad cover because I'm very picky with covers. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't see a world where I'm going to like this. I ended that video. I was like, yep. He is not only a great hip hop artist, he is a phenomenal country artist and very respectable.
So how true did he stick to the original song?
It was so faithful and so respectful to the original that it floored me. My problem with covers is a lot of times they don't show respect to the true artistry of the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
That may sound pretentious to say, but
no, I get it, especially when you're taking it from a different genre. You know?
Because he could have easily thrown a trap beat behind it and made it into some weird hip-hop version of Jolene, which would not have worked.
Yeah.
But he had a full band behind him playing the actual instruments, singing it very respectfully and very smoothly, and it sounds great.
I'll have to check that out, man. I'll show it
to you once we're done here, and we'll
throw that in the playlist.
We should. I don't know if it's on Spotify.
Oh, is it just on YouTube?
So maybe we should share a link to it because it's worth watch. I came back from that video saying with having so much more respect for this guy.
Well, and Jolene is such a great song too, and such a tough song. That's pretty ballsy to go out and do a cover of that song.
Mm-hmm. He's a ballsy dude.
Yeah, he is, and he's such a troll, man.
Yeah.
I love seeing all the stuff that he's doing online.
Was it him that did the, he started trying to sell sneakers that have like human blood in the soles or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like satanic Nike sneakers.
And Nike was like, no, don't do that.
He's just so weird, man. I can't figure him out. He's like, one day he's like, yeah, so I'm going to sell these satanic Nikes. The next day he's performing in a middle school cafeteria. the next day he's like, yeah, I'm gay. The next day he's like, no, I'm not gay. It's like, bro. And then with all this Will Smith stuff coming out, he's out there just sending incoherent tweets about Will Smith. I'm like, bro, who are you? What's happening? But it's phenomenal to watch because he's just such an interesting character.
So that brings up kind of another question. Do you think that if somebody else who wasn't as interesting and wasn't as quote unquote eccentric was in his shoes, would it have worked?
I don't think so.
It kind of takes a level of borderline insanity to make something like this work as well as it worked.
I completely agree. I totally agree. And it fits him, you know, like he's out there in these cowboy outfits, but like very, I mean, he's a, what's that song? Rhinestone Cowboy.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, he is a rhinestone cowboy to a T. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he pulls it off. I'll give that to him. He pulls it off, and he pulls it off better than any other country rap artist, at least modern day, in my opinion.
I think he definitely takes the cake as the best one, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, especially the guy. I don't even know. Does he do any more country rap songs besides Old Town Road?
Well, that's the thing, because he released his latest album is the Montero album, which isn't country at all. It's more just straight hip hop. But he released an EP before he released Montero called Seven, and it was more country songs. So that one had Rodeo on it, it had Panini, it had Old Town Road on it, the version with and without Billy Ray Cyrus. Mm-hmm. So that album was more of the country rock one. His later stuff really isn't.
Okay. Okay. You know, that's another thing about country rap, actually, an interesting point, is nobody really sticks with it.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that kind of a weird thing?
Even you were talking about Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, yeah.
Even Kid Rock, a lot of his stuff and a lot of his most popular stuff isn't really rap at all.
No, I mean, actually, his most popular stuff is just straight up country. Just the straight up country stuff and the straight up rock. His country rap stuff doesn't take off as much as the rest of the stuff he does.
I don't know. I think that just to sum up my thoughts on this genre is that if you're coming from a respectful place, it will work. I think that where Lil Nas X succeeded is he came in with a respect for hip hop as well as a respect for country music. Whereas I feel like a lot of these other artists that put out these country rap songs, especially the ones that are kind of one-offs, they're not coming from a place of respect. It's just more of a let's experiment and try something weird.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a hard, and it's not really like a good, there's not a good way to delineate what's respectful and what's not. It's just like the
vibe. You just kind of feel it.
Yeah, it's the feeling you get when you listen to the song. You're like, oh, I feel like this is almost kind of making fun. of the other thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So where I land on country rap, never, ever, ever are you going to catch me going on my phone and throwing on some country rap. I'm just going to be honest. I'm never going to do it.
That's not fine. Once. It's not your thing.
If it's on at a party, you already know I'm going to rage to that because it is a party genre, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
So it can be a good time. Is it the most soulful? Is it the most in-depth music? I don't think so. But does it just have a way of getting people in the mood to party? I think so. So, and I think that's what most of the artist's goal is anyway. So I think they're good at what they do, whether or not I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just such a hard argument to make. It's a hard, because where do you draw the line? Like, we've talked a little bit in the past of genre gatekeeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you get a lot of the hardcore fans of a genre saying, no, this is how it is, and this is how it shall be for the rest of eternity, you know?
Yeah.
And unless you are going to do it the way I want it to be done, thou shall not enter. So do you think that happens with country rap a lot? Do you think a lot of the hardcore country fans look at these country rap songs and just won't even give it a second chance?
I think there is no gatekeep on country rap.
You don't think so?
I don't think so at all. Because as we've shown and as we've kind of established in this episode, there is not one single way to do country rap. I mean, you've got all the way from Nelly and Tim McGraw, an almost 100% hip hop pop song that has a slide guitar or something in it.
Yeah.
And then on the other end, you've got Upchurch and Kid Rock screaming about how much they love tobacco over a...
How much they're cowboys.
Yeah, and how much they're cowboys and whatever else they talk about over a trap beat with acoustic guitars. So it's just... And I'll be honest with you, this may sound cold, but I just don't think it's a genre that many people care about, especially in depth. So I don't know that you're ever going to come across somebody that's like, oh no, that's not country rap.
It's kind of sad because there's a lot of genres that are almost destined to always be laughed at.
Sure. What's another one?
Country rap is one, obviously. New metal.
Oh, we got to do a whole episode on new metal. We will,
because new metal's fascinating.
Yeah.
New metal, butt rock,
yep,
Nickelback type stuff, which is a whole other episode. I mean, yeah. I'm just pretty much listing off episodes we're going to do in the future, right? But it's almost just because the pedigree of that genre has kind of forced it into this weird funnel of, even if there are some great stuff in there, people just never will get it out of their heads that it's bad music.
Well, and another thing that I think does that is the fans.
Yeah, it's, you know, stereotypes.
Yeah.
You stereotype these fans. You stereotype country rap fans as white trash. You stereotype Nickelback fans as douchebags. It's not the case. I don't know why. Like,
I don't know why it's there. And I'll be honest with you. You know what I always think of when I think of a country rap fan?
Uh-huh.
A kid from a farm town who really, really, really loves Tech N9ne. Like that is all I think of when I think of country rap fans.
Well, and it's because it's a weird combo. It's not something that you would naturally put together.
Yeah.
But it's really healthy, I think, to get out of those stereotypes of this is bad music because it falls into this genre.
Sure.
What I would love to see is country rap break out of that mindset, you know? Which is going to be kind of hard to do. Lil Nas X is doing his best to do it. And he's kind of the forefront of the movement right now. But we need more artists. And I'm not talking about Jason Aldean rapping like Boomhauer on Dirt Road Anthem. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about serious musicians coming in, making good, heartfelt songs.
Yeah, the subject matter, I think, is the big thing. I mean, I don't need Jason Aldean talking about how he wants to blaze his way through a dirty South in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a real lyric.
Yeah.
So let's get rid of all of that. And let's, like you were saying earlier about the where hip-hop and country originated, I think if they could get back to that, I think country rap would have a real shot. I really do.
Anyone who doesn't think that country rap can be taken seriously needs to listen to Gangsta Grass. We'll put up a few songs of theirs on the playlists, and it's real. There's nothing jovial or joking about it. It is very, very real. And I think that's the direction that the genre should go if it wants to be taken seriously.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. This was a really interesting episode because the studying was a bit harder. Because,
yeah, neither of us, it's not our type of music.
No, but I mean that, you know, that's what we're trying to do is cover everything that everybody listens to.
Which is, I mean, exactly. Because like I said, like we've said hundreds of times before already, is that we want to expand people's horizons with this podcast, starting with ourselves. You know,
definitely.
We're going to practice what we preach here because I was not a fan of any of this before I started doing some research. I hated Lil Nas X. Now I respect the hell out of him.
Yeah. And I was the same way. I found a lot of songs, a bunch of little gems. Like, have you ever heard the song Ghetto Cowboy by Mo Thugs?
I haven't.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
So there are gems, you know, there's good in every genre. And that's what I really want to reinforce is that even though country rap, it's really easy to laugh at, it's really easy to make fun of, there are still some really good songs in there. And I would definitely recommend for everybody to go check out the podcast the playlist and just give it a shot. We won't lead you astray. We'll throw on some good country rap for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the time we got left, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
What are some other genres that have no business being put together that you would like to see put together?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going to go with polka music.
Okay.
And
no, I'm like, be completely serious.
I'm being completely serious. These should not work, but I could see it potentially working. Polka and heavy metal.
Weird Al kind of did that.
Did he?
Yeah.
In what song?
He's got a song called The Angry White Boy Polka. Yeah, Weird Al, man. He in every one of his albums, he does a polka is what he calls it, or a polka medley, where he just takes a bunch of songs and does a medley of them, sings them back to back, just snippets of them, but he does it all with polka music. And there's one where he's taking like all these new metal and rap metal songs, doing so like Rage Against Machines in there, Disturbed is in there, and he's doing it polka versions of them. It's crazy.
And is it good?
I mean, if you're a Weird Al fan, it's good. I'm a huge Weird Al fan.
It's good for comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it's like, he's a talented musician. Come on. Weird Al's great.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Weird Al? What about you? Is there any genre that you can think of? A hybrid genre, I should say.
I always wanted to see, and I don't think this on paper, it sounds very weird to put this together. I always wanted to see someone do really well live EDM. So take EDM, but take the electronic music out of it, right? I want to see someone do an EDM song, but with full band.
I swear I saw a YouTube video where somebody saw that.
And I know it's,
somebody did that.
I know a lot of bands have done it, but it's just so hard. It's so hard to get right.
Yeah.
I would love to see it happen. And there's plenty of bands out there doing it, but they're just not getting the attention they deserve.
Yeah.
I want to see that come to the forefront more.
Okay. That'd be fun.
So I can get somebody, behind that one. Somebody do it. Enter Shikari, you're doing your best.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about them.
They're sick.
Yeah, what a great band.
Anyway, we're diverging.
Yeah, way off topic.
So what's the moral of the story here?
Moral of the story for me? Oh, it pains me to say it. It pains me to say it, but give country rap a shot.
Give it a shot, man.
Just do it. Just do it.
It's not as bad as you think, and they're not as different as you may think. They're like the sibling rivalry.
Ease your way into it. Start with the easy stuff, like Lil Nas X, Nelly, the Florida Georgia Line with Nelly.
Nappy Roots,
and then get way deeper.
Ludacris.
Yes, Ludacris. And then, you know, maybe work your way up into the Bubba Sparks and the Up Church and the Colt Ford.
And you know what? If it's not your thing, that's fine.
No judgment from us.
But I think what we're trying to get at here is that there is good in every genre. You just need to dig for it.
Absolutely.
However deep you may need to dig, it's there.
And we already did the work for you. You're welcome. Enjoy the playlist. That's how much we love you guys.
So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap the show right now. Sorry, that kind of got all over the place, maybe a little bit long-winded, but I think it was fun to talk about, and hopefully people got some out of it.
Yeah, it was it was good.
So if you like the show, tell your friend about it. You know, let's get a few more listeners in here, and check us out on all the social medias. Ryan, what are those?
On Facebook and Instagram, we are at Doo-Wop to Death Metal, and on Twitter, we are From DW to DM.
Cool. And then we also have a email address, from doowoptodeathmetal@gmail.com. Yeah. Send in some requests for stuff that you want us to talk about, stuff that you want us to dive into. We'd love to get requests from anyone.
And as always, we love you. We'll see you on the socials, and we'll talk to you next week.
Catch you next week.